This is JIS News. Coming up, airline passenger with travel history to Liberia sent home. Government issues immediate travel ban for three West African countries. And Education Ministry launches cleanup activity in schools. Details after the break. Stay with us.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to go catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like I live at work.
So you know you're about the flexi work?
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
Flexi work will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support flexi work. Balance work, balance life with flexi time. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Now the news. The government has issued an immediate travel ban against certain persons traveling directly or indirectly from or through Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. This in response to the increasing threat of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. According to a press release issued by the Ministry of National Security Thursday, the ban extends to persons ordinarily resident in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, as well as persons who've traveled to or transited through any of the three countries within a 28-day period. Jamaican citizens who've traveled to any of the three countries within 28 days of arrival to Jamaica will be quarantined in the interest of public health and national security upon landing in Jamaica. The travel ban also extends to other Commonwealth citizens who've traveled to or transited through Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone at least 28 days prior to arrival in Jamaica. The travel ban has been made pursuant to Section 6 of the Aliens Act and Section 4 of the Immigration Restriction Commonwealth Citizens Act, which provides the criteria for the eligibility for admission of aliens to Jamaica and prohibited immigrants. In the meantime, a couple, including one person who had recently traveled from Liberia via the United States, left the island Thursday after being quarantined on arrival at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay Wednesday. Liberia is among the countries in West Africa currently dealing with an outbreak of the Ebola virus disease. The couple was monitored by senior public health officials during their brief stay in Jamaica. Acting Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Marion Bullock-DeCasse, says the decision to quarantine the visitors is in keeping with the Health Ministry's Ebola response strategy. In a release from the Ministry Thursday, Dr. DeCasse said neither of the visitors displayed symptoms of Ebola, and as such, there was no risk involved. She's reminding that the incubation period for Ebola is 2 to 21 days, and during incubation, persons cannot transmit the virus. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller had earlier this week instructed that Ebola surveillance at the island's ports be immediately heightened. The government has also moved to source equipment that can detect if a passenger has fever on arrival at the ports. And the Ministry of National Security is maintaining that proper security and health protocols were followed in the case of an American man who traveled to Liberia within the last 2 weeks and arrived in Montego Bay Wednesday. A release from the Ministry of National Security outlines that on arrival at the Sangster International Airport, the visitor was examined by officials from the Ministry of Health and was cleared of symptoms of the Ebola virus. The visitor departed the island for the United States Thursday. The Ministry of Education is to coordinate cleanup activities in 274 schools during the current midterm break as part of ongoing plans to stem the spread of the chikungunya virus. Schools from all educational regions have been selected. 228 are primary schools and 46 secondary schools. The midterm break runs from October 15 to 22. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the planning and coordination of the cleanup activities will be done by the ministry's regional directors, along with Director of Safety and Security in Schools, Sergeant Coolidge Minto.
And the cleanup activities will involve bushing, mosquito fogging and spraying, the washing of walls, the cleaning of classrooms, the removal of debris and garbage, and also, where necessary, plumbing repairs.
Several public and private sector organizations are partnering with the Ministry of Education in the cleanup exercise, including the Social Development Commission, National Solid Waste Management Authority, Tank Weld, and West Indies Alumina Company, Windalco. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.